USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Florida judge says not so fast and is striking down the mask mandate on planes and other forms of public transportation. The judge saying the CDC overstepped its authority and declared the rule invalid after it was recently extended through May 3rd due to concerns about a new subvariant of Omicron. Parts of Ukraine are being pounded by another wave of Russian missile attacks.
They hit targets over the weekend in Lviv, and they hit also launched some airstrikes into Kyiv itself as well. What we think they're doing is going after military or military-related targets.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the Ukrainians are still defending the key port city of Mariupol despite a fierce ongoing Russian attack. Kirby adding the Ukrainian forces are brave and valiant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Many taxpayers are scrambling to meet tonight's IRS deadline.
The complexity of the tax code is a big complaint by many Americans. Doing your own taxes is a headache. This year, more than half the tax filers turned to a professional for help. That's according to the latest data from the Internal Revenue Service. That means you'll be getting back less in your refund check. Good news, the IRS is also reporting the average refund for 2021 taxes is just over $3,200. You'll need to file before the end of the day or go to IRS.gov and file an extension until October. Now, if you owe money, you'll need to pay the IRS today to avoid penalties, even if you file an extension. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Northeast is bracing for up to a foot of snow from a late-season nor'easter. Winter weather advisories and warnings stretch from parts of West Virginia to southern Vermont. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Elon Musk is putting Twitter's board of directors on notice. The Tesla and SpaceX CEO saying they'll get zero pay if he takes control of the company. In a tweet on Monday, Musk adding that's $3 million a year saved right there. Musk and Twitter founder Jack Dorsey are putting pressure on the company's board of directors to sell. This comes after the board on Friday moved to shore up its defense against Musk's $43 billion takeover bid. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. The CDC is continuing to find cases of bird flu across the country.
A highly contagious avian flu has spread to more than 30 states, but the risk to public health is low, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed in a statement that the avian flu has spread to commercial chicken flocks in Pennsylvania and also in Utah. While the virus spreads easily among birds, with more than 27 million affected, according to the CDC data, no human cases have been found in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Professor Nicholas Merriweather of Shawnee State University received a settlement of $400,000 after suing the university for threatening him over his refusal to use the preferred pronouns of a male student who claims to be female. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.